I'm Trevor Castle. Joining us now on Ask the Expert is Justin Hibner, Grain Department Manager at Two Rivers Cooperative and Pella, Otley, Monroe, and Tracy. And Justin, thanks so much for joining us. Obviously, big news in the farm world here that came out earlier in December. President Trump announcing his $12 billion farm bailout, I guess is what I'd call it. What can you tell? What do we know so far in kind of the early stages after this news is broke?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Trevor. So the biggest thing is they're touting it as a bridge bailout or, payment to the farmers is to try to bridge the gap until more of the specifics and policies that were implemented into the One Big Beautiful Bill Act kicks in. So there's some benefits in that the administration believes is really going to benefit farmers. So they're not going all in, I guess, on this as a full bailout as much as what the producers would like to see, because they firmly believe that they're going to get that benefit once the One Big Beautiful Bill Act kicks in. And so they think that it just needs to bridge the gap in between now and when that kicks in. $11 billion of it is supposed to go to row crops, and they're reserving $1 billion of it to go to specialty crops. Obviously, here in Iowa, we're primarily going to fall into the row crop category. Running some numbers on it, if you add up all the principal crop acres that we plant here in the U.S., that I think on average it was right around just shy of $50 an acre. And I think that soybeans is going to see the biggest percentage of that, because everybody wants to talk about how soybeans has been the biggest crop affected by all these tariffs and trade wars and stuff with China. And I don't disagree with that. So I would say soybeans is going to get the biggest share of that, which, you know, then automatically means the other crops are going to take less than the $50 average. So it's anybody's guess what that per acre payment is going to be. More details to come is what we just keep being told. One of the things with the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that is coming out is they've increased the reference prices for like government programs and stuff like that. So it'll be easy. They were going to increase anywhere between 10% to 21% based off of, whatever crop you're talking about. And so what that means is that in the future, it will be easier to trigger some of those losses to where now you qualify for, a government payment down the road. So it should be a little bit easier to qualify in the event that that prices fall in the years to come to get a government payment. But yeah, I think we're primarily looking at a per acre payment on that. And right now there's just really no specific details being released. I expect those will probably come out here in the coming months. First payments are supposed to be starting to go out February 28th of 2026. That's the timeline as of now.
We're talking about Justin Hibner of Two Rivers Cooperative. The farm industry has always been volatile, and there's good years and bad years, and this was one of the bad years. What lessons do we learn out of this? And as an individual producer, how do they try to protect themselves so they're not so reliant on the government in a situation like this?
Yeah, and I think that's a good point. 2025 was a really odd marketing year. We set our highs in February that almost never happens. Caught everybody by surprise, I think. But there were opportunities earlier in the year for producers that were a little bit more aggressive or realizing that they have some risk exposure in their operation and they were wanting to offset that risk. Producers, they have one-sided risk, and that's lower. And so the year that we just went through is a good reminder that, hey, let's take a look at some marketing strategies or tools that are out there to where we can identify that risk. And, okay, how do I offset some of that? How do I protect myself in case something goes bad? Maybe that's a combination of, crop insurance or option strategies or some of the specialty contracts that we've got here at Two Rivers. We've got a good team that we've really expanded our contract offerings, where I think that they're, you know, we can find a fit for your situation, to where, you know, maybe you feel a little vulnerable in the amount of risk that you're shouldering right now, and maybe we can find something that looks attractive to at least kind of helps you sleep at night. And you know, obviously we're more than willing to talk to anybody that is curious about that or wants to learn about those products that we've got and see if it's a fit for your operation.
Justin, thanks so much for spending some time and providing your expertise today. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate it.
That's Justin Hibner, a grain marketing manager with Two Rivers Cooperative in Pella, Otley, Monroe, and Tracy. Today's Ask the Expert. And I'm Trevor Castle on KNIA KRLS.